In March, the Bullock County Commissioners voted to recognize Bullock County Public Works Team members as first responders. This process was begun by Alexis Knox with Public Works. Ted Wynn, Public Safety Director, and Noel Brown, Sheriff, both wholeheartedly endorsed this long-overdue recognition. On Thursday, May 25, 2023, Bullock County held a luncheon in the Jack Hill Building at OTC honoring this new designation for the Public Works Team members during Public Works Week. After lunch, there was a short program, moderated by Dink Butler, Director of Public Works, which started with a presentation of the First Responder Proclamation. The proclamation was read and presented by Roy Thompson, Chairman of the Bullock County Commission. "It goes without saying how much I appreciate all of you. I think about Hurricane Matthew coming to town and how it showed us how much all of our county agencies depend on one another. Public Works is important to the Sheriff's Department, Fire, EMS, and all of the public safety agencies. Often we count on Public Works to clear the way to allow our agencies access," said Noel Brown, Sheriff. "This is long overdue recognition. Thank you all for your service to our county. It is a pleasure to be a small part of bestowing this honor on each of you. Like the sheriff said, this is long overdue, and as far as I am concerned, you have always been a first responder. We could not have done it without you," said Ted Wynn, Public Safety Director. "Over the course of my career, we have been through 10 or 11 presidential disaster declarations, and we have always worked hand in hand through these, and I appreciate that. Police, fire, and EMS are often the most recognized first responders. However, Public Works is often silently there providing vital support to emergency agencies helping protect essential services and restoring those services following an emergency situation. You are a vital arm of the public safety sector, and I appreciate so much what you do. Words are only a fraction of the expression, compared to actions, when it comes to gratitude and appreciation of you. We hope this meal, fellowship, and recognition is accepted as a small expression that we have made to show how much we appreciate each of you," said Tom Couch, county manager. "Imagine a world without you folks. Excluding the critical emergency role your agency plays, it is the everyday impact you have on transportation, solid waste, and the services you are all primarily responsible for that makes an impact daily in our community. It brings me great joy to see how all of you work together to make our community a great place to live and work. You always take pride in the job you do for our county." All-Weather Award. Dink Butler presented this new award and described the award and its recipient as follows: "This award is presented to a team member who you always want on your team. They are not just fair weather friends. You can depend on them. Call on them in times of need and they will always go above and beyond for the mission and the vision of Bullock County Public Works. This is a peer-nominated award, and the recipient is chosen by Public Works employees. They were asked to nominate fellow employees. The top three were voted on by a secret ballot by all the Public Works employees." The recipient of the first Public Works Award did not come as a surprise. "This individual has worked for Public Works for almost 4 years and has shown tremendous dedication and has established a great rapport with all of our team to earn this award. During his tenure, I don't recall him missing any workdays. He has been a very positive team member, willing to go above and beyond whatever is asked without any hesitation. We are fortunate to have such an employee on our team." The first All-Weather Award recipient is Willie Fail. Dink Butler, Willie Fail, and Alexis Knox. Dwayne Grice. Challenge Coin. Dink Butler and Alexis Knox presented all of the supervisors and employees with a special challenge coin that identifies and salutes them for being a first responder. It has the proclamation date embedded on the coin as well. Bullock County Public Works Mission. Bullock County Public Works includes 50 employees and an additional 50 inmates that assist the department. Their daily primary responsibilities include waste transport from the trash collection centers, ditching and drainage of over 700 miles of dirt roads, grading roads for smooth and safe travel, manage directional signage in emergencies or road blockages, pothole repairs, fleet maintenance of over 200 county vehicles and equipment, airport grounds management. The department has a minimum of 2 team members on call 24/7 who respond to after-hours emergency calls from trees down on the roadways to flooding or signage for road safety issues. I learned a long time ago service to others as my calling, said Dink Butler. I am lucky to have a team that sees service to others as I do. I am proud of this team and the progress we have made as a department in the past few years. Dink has been serving the citizens of Bullock County for over 2 decades and hopes to continue to do so for a while yet.